And this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, and I'm Jim Burke. And I'm substituting for Taylor Clark today, who's stuck on the wrong side of the water because of ferry issues and weather. And I'm joined here for Bureaucracy Now with my co-host, John Morrow. Good morning. Good afternoon, John. Oh, and let me turn on your microphone. Let's go through this again. It's so much fun.
I knew there was a catch. I knew. Come and sit as we talk to you in the studio. No, yeah, hi, John.
Talk to us. Yes, good to see you. Hi, John. Good to see
you. This is a really good day for us here in the show because it's our quarterly catch up with Mayor David Faber.
Wow.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
So you don't get fined? Do you get fined? That's silly.
No, thank you very much for having me here. It's great to be here.
You should never get fined. Doesn't the mayor not have to pay for parking tickets?
That's right. I get paid the big bucks, you know? It's a great job.
Right.
I can already tell that this is going to be because I know Taylor's listening. Yes. This is going to be one of those banter conversations. I can already tell by the way you set the tone, Jim.
That's so correct.
I'd like to believe I have some sort of role with a co in front of the host for me, but I've given up on that.
Well, as you should, John. Because I
close
have
to the mic, please.
I have
close
the
to
board
the
and all the power right now. But I want to say that we have a half hour show today because Taylor is going to have a special encore performance of A Blues Journey that was previously recorded because he can't be here in the studio today and I need to leave at 1 o'clock. So that means we have an extra 5 minutes. And I think between the three of us, we can probably fill those extra 5 minutes.
I think
we
just squandered it, actually, so I think we're now on time.
All right, so we're good. And I just want to remind our listeners that if you write to DJ at kptz.org, you can submit a question for Mayor David Faber, City Manager John Morrow, or myself, Jim Burke. I don't think you'd want to ask me anything. Anyway, so, John, what shall we talk about today?
Oh, there's so many things to talk about. One thing, I was remiss because I was out of town a little bit this past weekend. There were a couple events, both in the weekend and the Friday preceding it, that deserve a bit of a shout-out because I just love how a community comes together and just does things and tends to be beautiful things. And those two things, I'm sure there's more than these two things, but one was moving forward to...
Moving in the right direction.
Moving in the right direction, yes. Thank you, Mayor Faber, which is a kind of a transportation-themed conference on Friday, which from all reports I've been given was just simply awesome. So top marks to all the co-sponsor organizations, including the city, but really just a host of awesome forward-thinking transportation folks. And I think the conference went well, so... That's one thing I want to just give a shout out to. The other is a connectivity fair, which I know David was at. So I know that the reports I got were very, very busy, very well attended, tons of people and energy. But Mayor Faber, what was your perspective?
Yeah, the connectivity fair was pretty incredible. That was put on by Local 2020, and I know Judith Alexander was particularly engaged in making that a go, though certainly I think it was a team effort. Was on Sunday, when I arrived at Blue Heron Middle School, I was amazed at, all of the seats were occupied in that central entrance area, and then there were people cramming the whole of that sort of an auditorium. When I was a kid going to school there, that was where we ate lunch. I'm guessing that's still where they ate lunch.
A multi-purpose room?
I thought of it as the lunchroom, but yeah, I guess it's the multi-purpose room. There seemed to be hundreds of people there, people from all different walks of life here in town. And then the fair really focused on connecting people with the different local nonprofits and other folks doing things in the community, trying to connect people with volunteer opportunities and information that they might find interesting about their community. So I think it was a really enlivening event.
Yes, and in the case of organizations like Northwind Art, for example, they might not be looking for volunteers, but they want to know, they want the public to know that there are classes and other things going on there. Because I know that Diane, who also does the news on Fridays here, was manning the table at one point on Friday. Mm-hmm. I mean, on Sunday. Wow. Mm-hmm. One day just rolls into the next.
Yeah.
So the transportation thing, did either of you go to that, actually?
I was not able to be there, unfortunately. Neither.
Yeah, I was running a marathon.
Yeah, it was
what?
So we saved ourselves from that because Taylor wanted to ask me questions, and I thought, what other boring topic would take people away from 91.1 to a different? I'm sorry, 91.9 to a different channel. Well, and that could be one that does that. That's right. If you want to switch over now, you'll hear fuzz, which might sound better than this. But no, he was going to grill me on what it's like to run the Boston Marathon. That's why I couldn't make it on Friday because I left that day to go to do that over the weekend. And I was kind of bummed mainly because it was such a great group of organizations and Local 2020, including putting this on, T-Lab and others, Port, Co-op, City. I'm going to forget them now because I can't remember them all, but also the kind of old buddy, former mayor of Seattle, Mike McGinn, was there as one of the keynotes, as well as our local guru, Dan Burden, who's a walkability expert known around the country and the world. And so lots of great information, and from what I'm told, activities, people sketching out how to repurpose intersections for safety and accessibility. Just seemed like a really hands-on, dynamic, fun conference, and I was really truly bummed to miss it.
Yeah, I was too. I actually started a new show, a la Brewocracy Now, called County Connections.
Hey.
And I spoke with,
the county?
Kate Dean.
Yes. I think she's known as other things too, but I think that's probably.
I spoke with County Commissioner Kate Dean.
All heck.
And I'll be speaking with Heidi Eisenhower this Friday and Stacey Prado about taxes, fun stuff. Yeah, I know, right? So anyway, starting a new show, that was kind of a harrowing thing for me. But I just want to just touch on the Boston Marathon for a second. You ran the entire Boston Marathon?
Allegedly, yes. So the time piece says, yeah. Can I just say, humans can do those things. It's not unusual. I was with 33,000 other people who did the same thing.
I know.
But it was my first time, and I think the thing that I remarked, it's just so remarkable, and I've said this to Mayor Faber when we caught up the other day, the energy, the people, the humanity, the positivity was overwhelming. It was truly amazing to see so many people being so kind to each other, and it just kind of, it really touched me. So,
and 10 years after that horrible event.
That's exactly right. And I think that was on a lot of people's minds, and the kind of resilience and the emotional resilience of people and personal stories was just astonishing. So it was fun to be part of something that was kind of just a real fused, cohesive connection of humanity. It was just awesome.
Nice. Yeah. I used to live in Boston for about 5 years after I graduated from college.
And
a good friend of mine grew up near there.
Yeah.
And I think he's stuck on Whidbey and can't get over here today, it turns out.
There's a bridge on Whidbey. I don't know if people know that. You can go around.
Right. You can go up by Anacortes and go all the way down and then. Yeah, sure.
But it's a great town, actually. I grew up in Maine, so Boston was the largest, the closest large city.
Sure.
And we walked by my wife's old flat where she lived in Boston for a while herself, too, when we were there. So.
And, of course, you're used to this weather that we're having outside, this blowing cold weather. It says it's 47 degrees out there, but I don't believe it.
Feels like heaven to me, Jim.
Are you wearing six layers, John?
That's correct.
So, David, you have something to say.
I just wanted to note, John is very quick, too. He ran it in under 3 hours, right?
Oh, wow.
That was the goal. Yeah,
All right, so you're just doing the humble brag. Yeah, I ran it, but there were 30,000 other people there, but you did it in under 3 hours.
I came in 3,000th, Jim. The first marathon I won, and then I wasn't even close on this one. So
won the first marathon?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When did you win?
There's one locally. We have the best. You don't have to run a marathon. You can run a half. You can run a 5K or a 10K right here in the Olympic Peninsula from Blinn to Port Angeles on the Olympic Discovery Trail.
Okay.
It's a gem. People should check it out.
And actually, I can't, John. I can hobble along that.
You can bike it because it's a trail that's accessible to everybody who can get there.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just put myself on a skateboard. I'll sit on it and I'll just paddle my way along. That'll be fun.
Yes. Well, I mean,
look at the funny guy on this.
Literally, the ODT is part of the city's legislative agenda. This is this is policy now.
Hey, now we're bringing it back. We're bringing it back to actually talk about the city and what we're here to talk about, I guess.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the city lately?
Well, I'll mention two other things too before we get too far. I mean, just because next week is another open house week for both the golf course and the pool.
Wow.
So on Wednesday, the 26th at 5 o'clock at Fort Worden Commons, the golf course open house number 2 in person will be happening.
Right.
And with childcare, I might add. We've been trying to.
There's a virtual one the night before, right?
There is a virtual one. And unfortunately, I've lost that.
No, that's
off
okay.
My calendar.
I saw it yesterday. I don't know the exact time, but it is the night before.
Yeah. And you can go to our website to find the true information. I'm relying on my ability to quickly look at my phone.
cityofpt.us.
Thank you. And then the very next day, if you're into the open house in person thing, we're kind of backing up to the open house we did on the pool and aquatics called Healthier Together.
Right.
We did a virtual and an in-person open house, but there was a conversation that ensued about how we make this much more of a regional conversation. Of course, the county's at the table as one of the core partners, same with the port and others that have a jurisdiction bigger than the city limits, the YMCA, et cetera. But there was a suggestion we do an open house in Chimicum. Oh. And so on Thursday, the 27th at 6 p.m., Chimicum High School, there'll be that same open house. If you went to the one here in Port Townsend, it's going to be the same thing, but we'll be there in Chimicum to make sure that others can be part of that conversation for an amenity that will be regional in scope.
Healthier together.
Healthier together. And, we've got great little, if you've got 3 minutes, you can pop on our website and read the basics. And if you want to spend more time, you could click all the links. But there's a kind of a brief summary about each on our website. You could find it at cityofpt.us/engage.
Engage PT. Now, you know what? Also, I watched a little bit of the stakeholder meeting for the pool. For the golf course the other night.
Yeah.
And I was impressed by the plans that the firm has already come up with, the alternate plans, the hybrid plan, the all golf course plan, the no golf course plan. So the open house is going to be quite a thing to see because people are going to be able to actually see diagrams of what they've come up with so far, which is very exciting to me. The hybrid plan has got I'm interested in that. I'm not going to say I'm going to say yes to that, but I like it. I like the idea of being able to use the property as a hybrid thing and still retain golf.
Well, I got to give, I do this often to the team because we've got an awesome team. Of course, Groundswell and, the work we're doing with our consultants is important, but really Carrie Height, she's amazing. And we were talking, her and I, about how to, we only had 3 alternatives we had scoped under contract. Mm-hmm. And we made the pitch to expand that and actually do more than just what does a hybrid option look like? Mm-hmm. So we, as part of that, a little teaser here to come to the open house, you could see 2 hybrid options, which start off the same, but actually go in different directions after a certain time frame. So, technically there are 4 different general directions that are being visualized now, and you can come and actually see that on a map. It's really interesting to look at as a sort of bird's eye view.
It's very exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see it happen. And I know it's still going to take months and months of planning and approvals by the city council before the ball gets rolling, before it's shovel ready, as they say.
It'll be quick. It'll be sort of hurry up and wait, I think, because the decision actually comes to council this year. So, that's very, very live and very, it seems very soon.
Right.
To actually take any of those 4 or other possible, proposals to fruition, it takes investment. It takes time. It takes more community involvement to shape up the specifics. So, the decision is imminent. The actual investment, the actual change, or change, even if it remains only a golf course, requires investment. So that takes time. It takes really clever grant writing and lots of effort. So
everybody wants it done yesterday, John. Sorry.
I know.
Just so you know. David.
Yes.
What do you think about the golf course thing?
What do you think about the golf course thing?
Give him a more general question?
Oh, yeah. I guess what I mean is, what do you think the city's going to be looking at when they're looking at these options and these alternatives? Mm-hmm. What do you think the bottom line for the city council is going to be in terms of which one they want to go with. Is it going to be money? Is it going to be community, like what most of the community wants or what all the community wants? Because obviously not everybody's going to be happy with all the alternatives.
Yeah, I would say there is no such thing as what all the community wants.
Right,
there's
right.
just what we can suss out as council members as what the seeming bulk of the community wants to see happen there. And I would guess that is going to be the overarching drive for council.
Yeah.
You know, each of us carries with us, each of the seven of us in council, has our own collection of, you know, people we frequently talk to, mm-hmm. Opinions we may have about things. But I think all of us are really pretty well connected and committed to listening to what the community wants to see happen on that land.
Right.
And, you know, the thing that's driving my interest in the golf course, the thing that's driving my thinking about the golf course, I should say, is really trying to listen to the broad community about what they want in the future. What is it right. going to be for generations to come?
Right.
What do the youth really want out of a place like that? So
right.
that we can actually keep interest in our young people in this community.
Yeah. And disc golf, I think, was discussed the other night as a possible thing that engages youth more than older folks like myself. I mean, I love golf.
You don't want a disc golf, Jim?
I like disc golf. It's you know, I find that I've never done it with a cart, which would be interesting, actually, to actually have a motorized cart. But I've done it over in Blinn or Gardner. And I've also done it down in Chimicum at the H.J. Carroll Park. And I did find, for me, it was challenging to do that whole walk, especially since they would go off into the woods one way or another. And fortunately, my good friend Dave would sometimes get those for me, which I appreciated. But yeah, I think that what I heard the other night was rather interesting. Another interesting thing, since you mentioned Carrie Height, Director of Parks and Recreation Strategy for the City of Port Townsend.
Well, you do it better than I have ever done it.
No, I've been saying it for months because I've interviewed her twice already. I'm just fascinated by what she does and how well she answers questions. And the fact that they've sent in hundreds, people have submitted hundreds of comments and questions mm-hmm. about this whole mm-hmm. process, just the golf course.
Yeah.
And she has answered nearly every single one of them in one way or another. And that, to me, is astounding. That's above and beyond. So kudos to her.
I like how she was referred to at those meetings as Carrie and the parks staff. And technically, she has no staff. So it's really just Carrie and her ability to get work done.
And she does a lot of it. A lot of heavy lifting there.
Mm.
All right. Well, can we pivot from there to the Mountain View pool possibilities and the... A Healthier Together project.
I mean, it could be the Mountain View pool possibilities. That's clearly what we heard from engagement at open houses mm-hmm. of the preferred site from the community. But that's not been locked in.
Yeah.
In fact, nothing has been except for commitment by partners to work this through with our community and our region. So for those catching up on this, there were four sites that were just kind of evaluated at the high level. Mm-hmm. And the two that really popped out as most intriguing to those who are participating. I think we had, you know, probably, you know, at least a few hundred engagements on sites and preferred site locations, one being here at Mountain
right.
View.
Right.
And I think overwhelmingly so. That was just people know it. It's familiar. It's got great access. You know, it's on transit. There's just a number of pros for
and
it.
And being built while the other pool is still in operation. Yeah. So maybe where the dog park is and relocating the dog park across the street.
Exactly.
I thought that was a really cool
and
idea.
I think one of the principles.
Exactly about relocating the dog park across the street yet because the golf course is.
Exactly. Exactly. This is a good lesson and everything is connected. But, you know, also different.
Well, there's that corner of the golf course that would be a mud pit anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it were defoliated.
Yeah. So that. I mean, that was another site that we at least looked at, you know, is there ability to put a footprint somewhere sensibly on the golf course property? It does muddy the waters, to your metaphor, a little bit because they are distinctly different engagements and they don't necessarily need to have any relationship to each other except that they're here in Port Townsend.
Right.
But if we kind of held our you know, creativity high and yeah. didn't get sucked into, you know, oppositional mentality. Right. Yeah, there could be a place for that.
What was the second? You mentioned the first.
Yeah, so here the Mountain golf course View. Could be one.
Right. There's Mountain View and then.
Sorry, Mountain View. Or the golf course,
right.
or Evans Vista.
Evans Vista, oh, right.
Or the hospital, right next to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
And there's some pros and cons on those as well. I mean, the hospital is a really core partner here and
right.
always at the table, and I just really appreciate that they're kind of all in on this. But the site that they actually own, I mean, they've got some big plans for how to do healthcare.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's an acre site. It's just not going to be big enough to really do this well.
Right. And they're going to be building a new wing on the hospital
yeah, yeah.
at the same time that yeah. this could be potentially built.
So, yeah. So I think as has been represented both to me by Mike Glenn, their CEO, and also at the open houses, I mean, it's not a deal breaker for them to have a site where that would be of utility for them, not just for staff and for recruiting and retaining great employees, which we all struggle with, but also for things possibly like physical therapy and water therapy that they could utilize, not necessarily only on a site right next to the hospital.
Right,
so,
right.
you know, that's kind of shifted that conversation away from that site because it's just physically very challenging. And then the same thing with Evans Vista. I think, boy, you know, I do dream about this site, and you know, I don't have personal preferences because that's not my job. It's really to free up options and to get options
right,
on the
right.
table. But Evans Vista would be a great place in terms of saying, look, there's a new neighborhood with mixed housing that has amenities. I mean, what a great place to put amenity. The challenge is the footprint of the site and the fact right. that, you know, frankly, if we're going to maximize for housing outcomes, putting a large facility actually really reduces the usable land for
with
building
parking,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it can be done, but there's some big trade-offs with cost. We're actually kind of looking at what would it look like for a multi-story facility, but that just quickly escalates a cost, I think, beyond which this community's able to carry, just to be honest.
Right.
The funny thing too, speaking of that and the footprint and the parking issue, the one at the hospital when the design was laid out with parking was overlapped over the area where Manresa Castle currently
oh,
stands.
Really?
So
oh.
I don't think they would like that very much if we decided to bulldoze them to build a parking lot.
No, I think Manresa Castle's pretty happen in place
yeah.
most
yeah.
nights, so
yeah.
I don't think they'd want to move.
No, we're there's no storming the castle here. That's just not, there's no agenda there.
So write that down. Yeah. That's a good quote.
Yeah.
So what else would you two like to talk about here today? Because we have still another, 7 minutes or so.
You can
also write in, folks, DJ at kptz.org. I'm not seeing anything in the inbox here.
I'll get people excited about a hire we're going
to
announce tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh,
I wanted to do it today. I mean, we hire quite regularly because, you know, we're looking for talent always. So if you have talent, please look at the city website and consider a job with the city of Port Townsend.
Nice.
You know, all employers right now, I would say almost all in the region, really struggle with this. And I know KPTZ has taken a great leadership role in highlighting the challenges with recruitment and particularly around housing,
mm-hmm.
What it means. And I know, Jim, you've played a role there and it's appreciated. Very much so with the city. I mean, there are people who literally contact me, you know, every week saying, I'd like to apply for a role, but, you know, can you figure out housing here? And it's kind of a tough answer because, you know, it's something that plagues all of us. So when we do hire, we get pretty excited about it. And tomorrow I'll be announcing the new communications and marketing manager,
Whoa.
Which is kind of a new position for the city. And it's something that's attracted a lot of attention and interest. And we've had really high caliber candidates. I always like that when we have to make it's a tough decision. It's often the case with roles like that. So I'm excited to announce the identity of this person, but we need to do some final pieces before I can do so.
So what?
Yeah, I know. I really desperately wanted to come
Sean.
And tell you the answer.
Darn it.
But it's exciting, though.
Yeah.
Really exciting.
It's very exciting.
Well, we'll have this person, I could say she, we'll have her... on this show, because undoubtedly part of being a communications and marketing manager is establishing rapport with news media, including
right,
you,
right, right.
And being a bit of the voice for the city, or at least being the conduit to making sure the story of the city is told accurately and repeatedly and people have access to information.
Whetting the appetite there, John.
I know. Yes. I know. Yes. I know.
The anticipation. Jim is just grinding his teeth right now.
They can see the smoke coming off the top of my head right now. It's just the way it is.
It's fine. Sweeps week.
Come on. No, I understand. I understand.
And I think, you know, this is the other thing. Jim, we're, what is it?
Going to be official.
Yeah, we're still 10 days out of the next month, but when people get the utility newsletter, I've written about it there.
Oh.
And I think couched it in terms of the ways that the city tries to engage and communicate with our community. And I'll be the first to say we don't always do it well, you know, but we definitely try. I mean, here I am every week trying. I'm not suggesting I'm doing it well. But this is a new format, like EngagePT is new, just like Facebook and social media is new, just like, you know, a lot of things that we've started doing, virtual open houses, coffee with the city manager in person, back again, first Friday of the month. Right. And I know council, like I think I can't speak for, but I know that council is really committed because they're always out there. They're always out there talking to their constituents and engaging.
Right.
And we desperately want more firepower to do that well and find ways we can do that to reach possibly those folks who don't feel represented, who don't have time to engage regularly in city business. Mm-hmm. Their perspectives deeply matter.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Amen. I also have another thing I want to mention.
Yes, David.
Just, you know, to do my civic duty here, candidate filing week, to be John, one of John's seven bosses to run for city council seats, starts on Monday, May 15th.
Monday, May 15th, and when does it close?
It's that Friday, the 19th.
19th, from the 15th to the 19th. If you want to run for city council and throw one of these bums, I mean, throw one of these people, if you want to run for city council, then starting on May 15th, you can file.
You can say throw these bums out. That's
No. I don't know anybody on the city council well enough to call them a bum, so I can't do that.
Got to come to more city council meetings. Right? Just kidding. What I really like when we were talking about, if I could throw this in,
sure.
Benefits and health benefits for council was a conversation a few months ago. Mm. One of the things I really appreciate and admire about all of the seven council members, of course, they are my bosses. So this definitely sounds like a suck up. It's not meant to be. Is that there's a regular conversation about how we lower the bar for access to running for office in our community because the principle of it matters so much. Uh-huh. And even the mayor announcing, hey, you know, put your hat in the ring, you know, even if it has a detrimental impact for those announcing that, it's the right thing to do. And I think all council members have done that repeatedly, saying we want healthy democratic process, which means contested elections.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And I just haven't been here long enough to run myself. And I think because I'm on the air so much that people are tired of the sound of my voice, John. So, and David, I don't think I could possibly run for city council this year.
I'm just reading between the lines here, Jim, and just assuming you're like calculating, could I spend more than 30 minutes a week with John? And I think I see a no because you just looked away.
No, of course I could. No, I just trying to make sure I don't lose eye contact with David, too.
That's fair. You know? That's fair.
Just trying to be a good host, co-host here. We are about a minute and a half from kicking you bums out.
There you go.
Of the booth.
Blues Journey. Let's bring
Blues
it on.
Blues Journey is coming up. Any last minute things? So I will remind everybody that the golf course open house is Wednesday the 26th at 5 p.m. at Fort Worden in the Fort Worden Commons.
Yes.
And there's daycare provided by
The YMCA.
Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday the 27th at Chimicum, there's an open house at 6 p.m. for the Healthier Together pool discussion, which is similar to the one that, or very much the same as the other one that you guys already had, right? The open house that you already had for
Much identical. You're welcome to join again, but it'll be the same material.
Same material.
Just trying to reach a broader group. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, right. Mm-hmm. So Chimicum High School gymnasium?
Yes.
In the auditorium.
Auditorium at Chimicum High School. All right. Well, okay. I guess we're about 40 seconds out. La, la, la.
We'll have we'll have other guests. I could say I believe I'm going to have at least a couple members of the team, possibly including an officer from the police team, in the next week or two to talk about bikes.
Oh, awesome.
Because May is bike month.
Yeah,
and every month is bike month for some of us.
Right.
But that's right, I did.
It could be scary, too.
It can be.
This is Bureaucracy Now. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. Thank you, John, for being my co-host today.
Most welcome.
And thank you, Mayor David Faber, for being with me. I'm Jim Burke.